Our text for consideration this morning is a portion of the gospel lesson read to you a moment ago. I would like to repeat the last two verses of the gospel reading from the second chapter of Luke. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and he continued in subjection to them. And his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Every now and then you come across something that catches your eye that you've never ever really thought about before in your reading of the scriptures. Something that has gone unnoticed for, in some cases, so very, very long. And then when it becomes noticed, it grabs your attention. And you begin to ponder it and you begin to think about it. And as I have advised in Bible classes through the years, slow the text down a little bit. Don't rush through it, slow it down and let it speak. And just within the past couple of days, there was one word in here, one phrase in this gospel reading that grabbed my attention like that I have never really considered all that much before. It is these words. And he continued in subjection to them. Now, obviously, the he in the passage is Jesus himself. Them in this passage is his parents. Now, get the picture. The Son of God, the eternal Son of God, who created the universe, we are told is in subjection to his parents. Literally, what we are told is he subjected himself to his parents. He didn't have to. He's the Son of God. But he subjects himself to them. Now, of course, that word subject, it means to become a subject of, right? In other words, to obey them. He continued to obey them, to be in subjection to them. And as a result, we are told, he kept increasing in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. And I thought about that. The Son of God subjecting himself to his parents. What a concept. In Jesus' case here, of course, it is his parents that he subjects himself to. But as you will recall from your study of the catechism years ago, Luther's small catechism, Martin Luther's explanation of the fourth commandment, that honor your father and mother. Father and mother is expanded there by Luther to include all authority. All earthly authority. Be it good, bad, or indifferent. Whether you are in agreement with it or not. All earthly authority. Jesus subjected himself to. And as we think about that, of course, we realize some things that maybe, again, we just haven't really noticed before. Throughout his entire life, throughout his entire ministry, Jesus was subject to the human authorities. The Son of God was subject to the human authorities. Lord, is it proper for us to pay taxes to Caesar? Is it proper for us to be subject to the Roman government? Jesus' reply, show me a coin. Whose picture's on the coin? Caesar's, they said. He said, then give to Caesar that which is Caesar's. To God, the things that are God's. Subject yourselves to the Roman government. In the Garden of Gethsemane, The arresting party comes out from the government, from the temple, to arrest Jesus. And you'll recall Peter had a sword, remember, and he went and he cut off the ear of one of the high priest's servants. And Jesus said, put your sword away. Those who take the sword will die by the sword. But he also said on that occasion, look, there are thousands of angels that are surrounding us right now, and all I've got to do is ask my Father to send them, and they'll come. But he subjected himself to that human authority. He stood before Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, a word which in our day and age has become rather dirty. Governor. And Pilate says, you got to talk to me, because don't you realize I have the authority to put you to death or to set you free? And Jesus says to him, you wouldn't have any authority unless it was given to you by God. Jesus does not stand before Pilate and claim his rights. Jesus does not stand before Pilate and say, you really don't have that authority. Jesus subjects himself to the human authority. And as they pounded the nails into his wrists and into his feet, Jesus does not begin to scream out, you're wrong, you know. You're wrong. He subjects himself to human authority, even on Calvary's cross. And the result of all of this subjection was our salvation. Stop and think about it. Had Jesus not subjected himself to the authorities, our salvation would not have occurred. But because he did, forgiveness of sin was won, and heaven was made to be our eternal home. It's no wonder that Luke gives us that last phrase. Jesus kept, from the age of 12 on, kept increasing in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. We are living in a very, very turbulent time. A time when each one of us has his or her own ideas about what ought to be being done and what ought not to be done. And we hear cries from almost every quarter, I have my rights. I have the right for this. They have no right. In other words, I am not going to subject myself to the authorities. We hear a lot of that. The fact of the matter is, I don't believe Jesus relished being arrested. He prayed and sweated drops of blood, asking his Father not to allow it. I don't think Jesus relished being crucified either. He didn't like it, but he did it because it was the will of his Father. What we learn from this very simply is this. We may not know how. We may not be able to see it. But God's hand is active today, as active as it ever was. And we as his people cling to that faith that he knows what he's doing. And whether the decisions of government or any human authority anywhere, any decisions they make, whether they be good, bad, or indifferent, are all under his control. And somehow, in some way, God's will is going to be advanced, and his kingdom is going to advance. I can't explain to you how, but by faith, I know it. Jesus subjected himself to the human authorities, and he kept increasing in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God. Can't we do the same? Amen.